Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 August 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. I have a guest that I had on last month that y'all just really enjoy. I want to have him on again because of his knowledge and what he offers to help people to maintain their health and regain their health. But we're going to that just a minute before I do that. Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. I hope you can join us. I plan on being there in person, but I will share this. Tomorrow night's broadcast will be a rebroadcast because I got to go back up by 2 hours north, be there 10:30 a.m. Eastern time morning, and get my toe cut on again and get infection out where the surgery was done 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'll be getting home tomorrow. It's outpatient surgery. But I don't know what I'm going to feel like as far as being to myself by the time tomorrow night's broadcast comes on. So tomorrow night, you get to hear Catherine Robert Albrecht again, who was on last Wednesday discussing AI. So forgive me for not being with you tomorrow night. Be back with you, Lord willing, of course, on Wednesday. If everything goes the way I plan, I do covet your prayers. I don't ask for that much, you know that, but I would like to ask your prayers that God would take care of this situation so I can get back in the loop a little more. It's kind of hard, kind of limping around and not be able to do what you need to do. And if you've been through it, and some of you have, you want to talk about it. But keep me in prayer, please, because tomorrow night, as I will not be with you tomorrow night, there'll be a redone broadcast. The Bible study will be this weekend, Lord willing, if I can be there in person or not. As we start at 10:30, as you know, Eastern time. The first half hour is always prayer request and praise report time. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News, Prophecy in the News. And from 1 to 2 is Bible study. And this one, if it goes the way I think it will, it's going to be a pretty straightforward teaching that's probably going to upset some people. You know, God's Word has a way of doing this sometimes. It does. But you can join us by watching us live if you want to by going to PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, there will be. Or if you can't do that, you can call us on the phone at 339-209-5013. And don't forget, we're still running the specials. I've been offering the very educational materials on the War Powers Act that Roosevelt signed into law back in the 1930s that made every U.S. citizen. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't offer you the material if I couldn't prove it to you. An enemy of the state. That's when basically all our constitutional rights were pushed aside. Uh-huh. Congress did it. Roosevelt signed it. Also, the same man, Roosevelt, was presiding whenever Pearl Harbor was attacked. A supposed surprise attack, which turned out to be not to be a surprise attack. That's been proven. That's been on the History Channel. That's old news now. But many people still don't know this. We were conned in World War II, just like we're Vietnam and Korea and others. It's available. Both packets are about 60 pages altogether. $29.95, folks, will cover postage and handling, I hope. Now, we're not making much on it. We're not trying to make a fortune off of it. We're trying to educate people and make enough money to keep the lights on. That's what we're trying to do. And you make copies up and share with your friends if you think it's valuable enough. But if you want to know how we've been lied to, I don't care if you're a brand new listener or not. Listen, if you want this material and don't like it, I'll send the money back to you if you know you don't think it's important enough. That's what I'll do because it's important you see this. You call the office at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, just call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Faith will probably answer the phone or call you back and tell her what you want, whether it's the packets or some Vitamir toothpaste or Strauss products, whatever you need. If you want a catalog sent to you for free, it's not a big catalog, but we'll show you what we do offer. And one thing that people I've seen really fall in love with is a copy of the original Noah Webster's Dictionary 1828 version. It's like reading a book and it's full of scripture, as our nation once was. It's available also. You can call and get the price if you want to. It's available, and I think it's very important to have, especially our children at home, the ones that understand what the English words actually mean. We think we speak English, but we really don't a very good job of it, especially here in West Virginia. Ha! But anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest. He was on, like I said, last month, Dr. William Supple. Now, I'm going to tell you, he PhD. He's a neuroscientist who contributed foundational work on brainstem mechanisms of behavior and midline cerebellar involvement in learning, memory, and emotion. His research was instrumental in identifying brainstem and cerebellar sites of learning and memory, as well as brainstem mechanisms of complex emotional states. He received his BA in psychology from Morris College and a PhD from Dartmouth College. In addition to teaching standard brain and behavior classes, his interest in sports led him to develop a popular sports psychology course at the University of Vermont. Bill and his wife, Tony, also established a successful for sale by owner of real estate business in Vermont and New Hampshire called Picket Fence Review. They have three grown children. This man is not a novice by any means, and he wrote a book on entitled Cancer is a Parasite. And he gave a regimen on how to cure cancer. Now, I'm not making it up. I'll verify this in a minute. I started the regimen a couple weeks ago with fenbendazole. I started the prevention regimen 3 weeks ago, and so did my wife, Marcia. I'm going to stick with it. We've got a book out now called The Sunlight Solution, Reclaiming Vitamin D, Reversing the Chronic Disease Epidemic, and Making America Healthy Again. And, folks, we've been lied to so much. Stay out of the sun. Stay out of the sun. It's bad for you. It's bad for you. We bought that for so long now. Disease, well, I'm going to let Dr. Bill share this. I'm not going to try to get into it. He's got the brains behind it. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Are you there, Dr. Bill? I don't hear him talk. There he is.
Yeah.
Welcome,
yeah,
sir.
Thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, Dr. Butch. Yeah, thanks.
Welcome
Dr.
very much.
Butch.
Yeah, you're welcome,
so so I'm I'm part of the Maha movement, which is kind of like why I've come out of the woodwork with, you know, all these apparently, you know, groundbreaking discoveries and books. But it's not that they're groundbreaking discoveries. It's that they've been suppressed. You know, we've been lied to, like you said. You know, anybody who watched that little weasel Fauci a couple weeks ago, he's the top public health official who's supposed to be looking out for our best interest. What a worm. You know, the guy's a criminal. He should be in jail for the rest of his life. He's killed millions of people.
Yeah. At least.
So anyway, vitamin D is something that really is a gift from God. our just about every one of our, there's 37 trillion with a T, trillion cells in our body, and every one of them has a receptor for vitamin D. The past 50 years, we've discovered what happens.
I'll interrupt you. Repeat that. That's so important, what you said. How many cells?
Right. So how many
have receptors? Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's 37 trillion cells. You know, about 20 trillion of them are red blood cells, which don't have vitamin D receptors, but every other cell does. And it has, you know, the biology is telling us how essential vitamin D is. If a cell has a receptor for it, and we don't provide the substance that the receptor is looking for, we end up with a society that where 8 out of 10 people have a chronic disease, which is now compared to 1 out of 10 back in the 1960s before the sun scare. So what's happened is we've been scared out of the sun. Our body is sent, our skin is designed to manufacture vitamin D when we go outside. You know, it's a gift from God. Our bodies have been designed to run on vitamin D. Our immune system cannot function correctly unless we have enough vitamin D. And what we have been convinced is that the sun is bad. It's going to give you melanoma. If you go out and you get a tan, if you're out in the sun too long, you're gonna get melanoma and die. That's the biggest lie that's caused, you know, that's put us in the situation where we are. You know, we're stupid, we're fat, we're lazy as a society because we don't go outside. When I was a kid, you know, when I got restless, my mother would say, get outside and get some sun and blow the stink off of you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we lived outside as kids. You know, I grew up in the 60s. You know, I'm 67 years old now. But, you know, I had the benefit of being in the sun. But what got me into studying vitamin D was, again, a necessity is the mother of invention, just like with my mother.
By the way, Dr. Bell, I got to say this. When you and I grew up, and I'm a little older than you are, we didn't have tablets or computers or video games. I had bean shooters and BB guns and other things. We go out and build little forts in the woods, you know, with little poles and different things. That's what we did. Yes, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, we had sticks, puddles, and rocks, basically, and that kept us occupied. Catching frogs, catching fish, you know, doing kid stuff. So anyway, just like how we discovered fenbendazole to cure my mother-in-law's cancer, you know, when I moved north out of the sun, when I was going to school, I started to develop crusty patches on my elbows and scalp, and it was diagnosed as psoriasis. And, you know, it's a itchy, flaky skin disease, but it's an autoimmune disease. So I suffered with that for about 23 years. You know, the dermatologist couldn't do anything. But then I noticed when I'd go to Florida or in the summer, it would clear up. And I, you know, initially thought, eventually I figured out, you know, what is it about the sun that is clearing up my skin? And I realized it was the vitamin D that I was getting from being out in the sun. And then I realized that I live in a place up in Vermont, so we don't get much vitamin D. So I have to supplement. So I started taking high doses of vitamin D 23 years ago, and my psoriasis has been gone ever since. Now, the amount that I take, I started at 5,000 international units, and now I take about 10,000 a day, and I've taken 10,000 units for about, you know, 18 or 19 years. Now, the current RDA, U.S. RDA, is about 800. So there's
800.
And I take 10,000. Why do I take 10,000? Well, first of all, it's what I need to keep my skin clear. So I kind of, my skin is a meter. It tells me how much I personally need to maintain nice, clear skin. When you look at the science, your body makes about use about 4,000 units a day. So why is the RDA only 800? Well, that's enough to keep your bones from cracking. Vitamin D was discovered back at the turn of the century in England when the kids, with the Industrial Revolution, when kids didn't go outside, they worked in factories, there was a lot of smog, they would get a bone deformity called rickets because they weren't getting enough vitamin D. So So what they figured out, what's the substance, they identified it as vitamin D, that solved the rickets problem. But we haven't learned our lesson. So we have the 37 trillion cells that are that have a vitamin D receptor need a lot more than 800 units per day. And in the 1970s, when we scared people out of the sun because of melanoma, and melanoma is relatively rare. Let me just say that, you know, it's about 22 cases per 100,000. You know, obviously, if it happens to you, it's 100%, but it's relatively rare. And usually most melanomas occur in places where the sun does not shine. Your underarms, back here.
Stop that 1 second and explain that, why you think that is.
Well, it's because skin cancer is not necessarily related to the sun. So, yeah, you don't want to get burned. You don't want to get, you don't want to overdo it with the sun. But our bodies are designed to make vitamin D and to be in the sun. It's how our creator designed it. So you think about it. All we have to do is go out in the sun to make vitamin D. It's a foolproof method. And all we have to do is we don't have to drink it, find it, catch it, grow it, harvest it, prepare it, or inhale it. All we have to do is go out in the sun. Our creator designed it to be foolproof. And we've obviously impressed him with our stupidity because we're not smart enough to go out in the sun.
You know, again, that's true. And all the indoor entertainment we had today, and I'm talking about youngins now especially, but everybody, just about everybody, but TVs and I said the internet and all that, they don't, going outside is getting to be a rare thing. Used to be you saw boys and girls both outside playing baseball or soccer. You don't see it much anymore.
Right, because the parents have been conditioned that the sun is bad. You know, they slather on sunscreen and then they put them out. They don't give, the best advice is to, you know, let your kids go out in the sun with no sunscreen for about 10 or 15 minutes and then put the sunscreen on or cover them up or, you know, put them in the shade. You don't need to completely block all vitamin D synthesis.
Before they had sunscreen, though, back when I was growing up, sunscreen was hardly ever heard of. And we were outside in the sun a lot. I mean, I was always, everybody commented on how dark I got, and I still do some. In the summertime. Yeah. But it didn't seem to bother us then.
Well, the best sunscreen is a tan. So, you know, when your skin tans, it's actually an on-the-fly mutation that is in response to UVB light. So your skin tans, and it's a built-in mechanism to make sure that you're not damaged by the sun. So when your skin is tanning, that is it's an actual on-the-fly mutation. So your skin is changing color. And, you know, people with darker skin, they don't make as much vitamin D, obviously, as someone who is lighter skin. So as a reference to how much vitamin D we are designed to make, if a 25-year-old person goes out in the summer sun, uncovered, you know, arms, legs, face exposed, in about 15 minutes, their body is going to make about 20,000 units of vitamin D. So that's what our biology needs. It makes that much vitamin D in that short amount of time. How can the USRDA be 800 when our maker has designed our skin to make tens of thousands of units in that short period of time?
This is a loaded question. Do you think that's on purpose?
Of course. So the success is in the data. So 8 out of 10 people have a chronic disease. Most of those chronic diseases are autoimmune diseases. So if you look at the incidence of every disease, psoriasis, cancer, and I've got some other ones that are inflammation-based as well, Alzheimer's, aging, arthritis, like we were talking about before, multiple sclerosis. The root of most disease is chronic uncontrolled inflammation. And what vitamin D does is it helps your immune system function correctly. And I don't want people's eyes to glaze over and to tune out, because the immune system has a very complicated but very simple role. So basically, the immune system has to balance its response between helpful immunity, killing things that shouldn't be there, germs, bugs, whatever it is, and harmful inflammation. What helps it balance, walk that tightrope, it's really a double-edged sword, is whether it has enough vitamin D. If the immune system has enough vitamin D, it will protect you from getting sick, and it won't attack healthy cells that it shouldn't be. In a chronically vitamin D deficient person, which 75% of Americans are, the immune system basically is running haywire. It can't separate something it should be killing from a healthy cell, so it will attack healthy cells, so you get more harmful inflammation. And depending on which your genetic weak link where you're going to get attacked, mine happened to be, I was lucky, I had psoriasis. My genetic weak link that was exposed from lack of vitamin D from moving from New York up to Vermont was my skin. So I got the flaky skin, and when I corrected my vitamin D levels, which were much higher than the RDA, if I took 800 units of vitamin D a day, I'd still be flaky. I'd probably be dead. I probably would have died from an infection a long time ago. Your body is telling you how much you need. So I've been taking 10,000 units going on 20 years now, 18, 19, 20 years. And, you know, I consider myself the picture of health. I take no outside pharmaceuticals other than vitamin D.
You
know, I'm 6 feet tall, 193, perfect blood pressure. You know, I have a lot of energy. I just recently had, complete blood tests, and I put all the numbers into AI model. And like I said before, my chronological age is 67, but my biological age is 51.
So good for you.
And I've been taking vitamin D, high dose vitamin D now for, roughly 20 years. And in that time, when I was 44, and in that time, I've aged basically 7 biological years, yet 23 chronological years have gone by. So,
well, how does vitamin D? I'm sorry, I got a bunch of questions to ask you, because this is intriguing to me, because our Creator, our God Almighty, Jehovah God, gave us what we need in creation to keep us healthy, and we know that all the plants on this earth were given. A lot of them were given for our medicine, and I take prescription drugs. I do. And I hate to admit that, but I do, because I didn't know about the health things for a lot of years. But how does this, how does it help them regulate the immune system? I mean, what does it do?
Well, each immune cell, which is one of the cells in your body, has a receptor for vitamin D.
Right.
And basically what vitamin D does is it's a master orchestra conductor. So there's a lot of different moving parts in the immune system, but without vitamin D coordinating it, you have the inability of the immune cell to identify the target correctly. So you end up getting, instead of fire being direct, attacks being directed at the enemy, which is viruses, outside invaders that would make you sick, you get a situation of friendly fire, where the immune system is attacking healthy cells. And for me, it was attacking my skin cells. For other people, it may be attacking the inside of their arteries, causing cardiovascular disease, or it might be attacking the lungs,
Can it cause plaque and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's talk about a specific example, cardiovascular disease. And there's a lot of people who take statins to control cholesterol, right? You know about how statins work.
Oh, yes.
So
they're very dangerous.
Yeah. So the idea is that, you know, plaques inside of your arteries are caused by cholesterol. So the simplistic thinking is, well, let's just lower cholesterol. Well, first of all, the way statins work is they poison your liver so that it can't make cholesterol. What could go wrong? Yeah. Secondly, the cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease. Heart disease, arterial sclerosis in particular, hardening of the arteries, has everything to do with inflammation inside the arteries. So there's a single layer of cells that line your blood vessels, your arteries, called the endothelium. And when those become inflamed, attacked by the immune system because you're low in vitamin D, the inside of your arteries become rough and sticky. It's chronic inflammation. That precondition now will set the stage for stuff that's going through the blood that stick, calcium and cholesterol. So the real villain is not calcium and cholesterol causing the plaques. They're just innocent bystanders. The cause of the accident is inflammation of the inside of the arteries, making them rough and sticky so that stuff that normally passes through gets stuck. And over the years, it'll build up a plaque and you have a stroke or a heart attack. So cardiovascular disease has nothing to do with cholesterol. It has everything to do with inflammation. And if people are high, and all the epidemiology supports that. So in places like Africa, where the people there are bathed in sunshine year-round, very high levels of vitamin D, cardiovascular disease is negligible. You take those same people, take black people, and they bring them to America, the fish out of water effect, the incidence of cardiovascular disease goes through the roof, where African Americans have a much higher incidence of cardiovascular disease than white Americans. Well, it has nothing to do with differential access to health care. You know, that's a factor, but the real villain is you have people with dark skin who are notoriously vitamin D deficient. So the average black person in America has a level of 14 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D. The average white person has 24 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D. I, myself, have 129 nanograms of vitamin D per milliliter. So I've got 10 times more than the average American, and my health is perfect.
All right. Hang on to the break. Folks, a lot more talk about heavy questions tonight. Now's the night to call and ask about this. 717-300-1698. Again, science lied to us. We'll go.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back here and talk to Dr. William Supple. Dr. Beals without calling. You're welcome to call and ask questions if you like or make comments at 717-300-1698. And I've got questions that asked me in the past. Pastor, your program is a Christian program, and you do teach and talk about spiritual things, but why do you talk about health issues? Well, folks, it's simple. Our God, our Creator, made us to live healthy and gave us the tools to do so. Yeah, I know we've all sinned and death is pronounced upon us physically and spiritually. I know that. But He still gives us the tools that while we're here on this earth, especially those that are seeking to do His will, can find ways to keep themselves healthy if they just look at the answers from nature which God created. So this is why we have people like Dr. Bill Supple on. And he's going to offer his book in a minute, The Sunlight Solution, and tell you how to order it. And you ordered online, I'm sure. But folks, I promise you one thing. If the book is, I know it's as good as one on the cancer parasite. And cancer is a big, big issue today. When I was a young man, you very seldom heard of anybody having cancer or dementia. Now it's one, never two or three have cancer, and dementia is growing tremendously. And I am convinced it's because of our diet or lack of nutrition, because we get nutrition from foods that are not very nutritious foods. They're factory growing. They're growing in bulk. They're artificially fertilized. Nothing natural about them. They'll fill you up, but you starve to death eating them. And I got to share this story, Dr. Bill, right back to you. When I was a boy growing up, I took Boag. We weren't a big farming family. We had chickens and a couple of hogs, and my grandpa had a cow or two. But I remember they had a feed for hogs called Midlands. Midlands would make a hog look fat and put on weight, but they were starved to death while they're eating them. All they were was a filler to get them, right, put on weight. And we were told, don't feed your hogs that. I had to find out what they were doing. Well, if we shouldn't feed a hog bad things, why would you feed yourself and your children bad things if you know they're not good for them? And if you can find a natural way to do it, why wouldn't you do it? Vitamin D, in this book, on Life Again, like I said, The Sunlight Solution, let your children play outside. As a matter of fact, demand they play outside a little while. Go outside with them. Play some catch with them. Throw a football. Whatever. Go swimming. Take your children outside. I grew up with my dad and my brother. We were all the time running through the woods or fishing or swimming, working out in the garden. We had plenty of sunshine. And that is the truth. My dad lived to be almost 92 and had very few health problems. So what right. Dr. Bill is trying to share with you is very important. But Dr. Bill, you mentioned, of course, how this will help your heart situations and how it helps aging bones and muscles, even your brain. How does it help your brain? I need the all help I'm getting my brain.
Right. Well, something you said before really struck me. You know, all of science is trying to understand what God has already designed. If you think about that, it's kind of like a big Pandora's box, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what is already known. And vitamin D, when you look at it as a sign of creation, that we have been given a gift that runs our biology, and all we have to do is go outside. That, and we've been convinced that going outside in the sun is bad. This is how evil. This is how evil things have been for the past 50 years, and we have epidemic levels of all types of sickness, cancer, Alzheimer's. You know, we don't age well, and it's all related to the lack of vitamin D. So it's you know, to tell people to not go in the sun because you're gonna, if you get too much, you might get you know, a sunburn or melanoma. That there's some wisdom in that. However, you have to compensate for what doesn't happen. You have to tell people they have to compensate by taking additional vitamin D. Now, I'm not telling everybody that you need to supplement. If you can go out in the sun, you can get all the vitamin D you need for free. Our bodies are designed for that. But if you know, as we get older, you know, I call it a built-in death mechanism. Our skin just doesn't make as much as we need, so we have to supplement. So when you're a 70-year-old, we'll make about 20% of the vitamin D per unit time out in the sun that a 25-year-old will make. So as we get older, you know, we just can't make the vitamin D we need, and that's when we really need it. So to answer your question about, you know, neurological diseases and Alzheimer's in particular, Alzheimer's is a neuroinflammatory condition. Now, that's a big word, but basically it says that your brain is inflamed. And what causes neuroinflammation is not having enough vitamin D so that your immune system can remove toxins in dead cells. So what happens in Alzheimer's and why it's related to vitamin D is, People who are chronically low in vitamin D are more likely to develop Alzheimer's. And in societies where, you know, the population is low in vitamin D, we have high levels of Alzheimer's. You don't see it in places like Africa because they don't get Alzheimer's because they're bathed in the sun. So you have the epidemiological evidence showing that, you know, there's something related to the environment, and it's the sun. So what happens in things like Alzheimer's disease and multiple sclerosis and, you know, perhaps even things like Parkinson's, is you have a chronic neuroinflammatory condition where when cells die, normally you have kind of the cleanup crew, the immune system, come in and remove them. The cleanup crew, your immune system runs on vitamin D. If you're chronically vitamin D deficient, those dead cells stay there. And what they do is they cause inflammation. You know, it's a bunch of junk that's stuck in your brain. And what happens with brain inflammation that's uncontrolled is it spreads and it will affect more and more cells. And they actually have a name for it. They call them zombie cells. So you have dead cell material that can't be removed because the immune system isn't working correctly. And then you'll get cells around it that are affected because poisons are released that cause the other cells to not function the way they should. So you kind of get like this puddle, this stain of neural inflammation that causes the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So the easiest fix to things like Alzheimer's is maintain high levels of vitamin D. So go out in the sun. If you're older, you need to supplement with perhaps 5,000 to 8,000 IUs per day. You can buy it. You know, vitamin D is cheap. You can buy it in any drugstore. 5,000 units is a standard pill size. It costs a couple bucks. And it's really the, it's all types of companies sell it. You know, it's over the counter. And if we, the current RDA is 800, you know, like yes. I said before, I'm part of the MAHA movement. And a little birdie told me that the government's going to be coming out with recommendations that we start to take 8,000 units per day.
So, that'd be a pleasant thing. I don't mean to interrupt you. We got a caller waiting, but very quick question before we go to Catherine in Maine. Are there different qualities of vitamin D? Should you look for a certain specific kind, or how would you know what's the best?
Well, they're all basically the same. You just want to make sure that it's vitamin D3, which is the animal-based one. There's vitamin D2, which is under prescription. You get that by prescription. Of course, it costs a fortune, and it doesn't work as well.
Okay.
Excuse me. So you want it to be vitamin D3.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Catherine in Maine. Catherine, welcome. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's a great show. I'm trying to keep it simple, but I have a complex situation. I'm a type 1 diabetic since age 2, and I've stumped many a doctor because I'm an anomaly. I take T3, and I've been doing extensive cardio research on T3 because I have built arteriovenous and with type 1 diabetes since 1965, January. That's impossible. So I started doing my research, and I came across Lowell Gerber in Florida, doctor, and Dr. Gerdes at New York Institute of Technology. And I have his articles, Pastor Paul. I'm going to send those articles to you to forward to this physician, okay? I think that would be helpful. But the
One second, Catherine. Dr.
Sure.
Bill, would you mind if she emailed you these articles?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not sure what condition she's talking about. Is it diabetes?
It's the T3 related to cardio, but that's the reason I called is because the D3 you mentioned with cardio, okay? And it's a longstanding type 1 diabetic, and I'm not type 2. It's a different disease, okay? So, of course,
yes,
try to keep her glucose normal all the time, which is like playing Russian roulette, okay?
Right.
But I'm doing a pretty good job with that. My last A1C, the chair of endocrinology at MGH was very, very happy with my results. That said, you know, I've started eating avocado and arugula, and I grew up in New Orleans, and this is just not what we eat, okay?
Right.
I told my son, you know something's up when your mom's eating avocado and arugula for breakfast, and he laughed, and he said, what's arugula? I said, good answer, and we laughed. Bottom line, though, D3 and K2. I have a very, very intelligent integrative dentist in Boston. I just love this guy. And he recommended K2 M7 sublingual. And Dr. Ford Brewer, he recommends 300 milligrams a day of that. And I'm just curious, some say don't take D3 and K2 together. What are your thoughts on this situation I'm in, D3, K2 versus just D3 separate, and how much K2, if you know anything about that, would you recommend?
Okay.
100
of... Good question.
So most people get it. So what she's talking about is vitamin K, and vitamin K is involved in clotting the blood. So it's related to something, a substance called fibrinogen. So when your blood, you know, when you cut yourself, immediately you'll see the blood run out, and then you'll see like a crust, and that crust is the clot, and that's vitamin K K is in what's a K word? Kite. Vitamin K is
kilo.
In kite.
Kilo.
Kilo. That's a vitamin K mediated phenomenon, and the what causes the blood to clot is fibrinogen. Fortunately, we get most of our vitamin K from our diet. You know, our intestines make it. Some people feel that, you know, you want to have enough vitamin K so that your body will shunt the calcium into your bones versus into your arteries. The mechanism I discussed before about if you take enough vitamin D, you don't have inflamed arteries, kind of shoots that theory down. So the American College of Cardiology has just recognized that arterial inflammation is the cause of arterial sclerosis, not cholesterol. So they're slowly moving towards what is reality. And so anyway, to answer her question, most people who supplement with vitamin D, high doses of vitamin D3 will take about 180 micrograms of K2. That answers her question. Whether they need to do that or not is an open question.
Well, no, my question was, is it taken simultaneously? Because they produce many simultaneous doses of the D3, K2, and some believe that you should not take those together. And I don't know who's correct, and I don't right now have time to go to the source documentation. And I just wondered if you recommended taking them separately or taking them together.
Yeah, I don't really recommend anything. You know, I'm not an MD. So what I can only tell you what the science is, and chances are the science has not been done because there's been an absolute desert wasteland of legitimate vitamin D science. You know, the government has not funded vitamin D science, given its importance that every cell has a receptor. You know, that we really don't know a lot about what we should know at this stage. About vitamin D. The fact that I could write a book in 2026 about vitamin D is a testament that we don't know much about it. You know, it's something that should be old news. We should understand every nook and cranny about vitamin D, but we really don't because we've been living in a vitamin D starved environment. And whether that's on purpose or not, the proof is in the pudding. 8 out of 10 people in the U.S. have a chronic autoimmune,
related to
inflammation.
He is a PhD.
Yeah, so I can't answer that specific question. But, you know, I would just listen to your doctor.
Okay, good questions. Anything else, Catherine? By the way, what's your email address that she can send the information to you, Dr. Bill? What's your email address?
You can just use BillSupple24@gmail.
BillSupple24@gmail. Supple spelled SUPPLE, Catherine. BillSupple24@gmail.
Gmail. Okay, and then just real quick though, are you a PhD? And I'm just curious, what is your background for education?
It's a PhD in neuroscience. So I went to Dartmouth.
You went to Dartmouth. Okay, good for you. Thank you so kindly. I appreciate your time and input. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine, for the call. Folks, lines open again, 717-300-1698. You know, Dr. Bill, I'm so humbled and so surprised that I have such intelligent people listen to my radio broadcast. I really am. These people are doing their best to stay on top of things. I like to think once in a while I'm able to bless them with people like you that can give them some knowledge and maybe help them in a lot of different ways. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about why people who take enough vitamin D don't get sick. So I don't get sick. I don't take flu shots. Flu shots give you the flu. So I don't take flu shots. So the reason why people who are high in vitamin D, who get adequate vitamin D, don't get sick is vitamin D is involved in creating more or less a antimicrobial force field on the outside of your body. If you have enough vitamin D, your body makes something called antimicrobial peptides, and they have a bunch of different names, but think of it kind of like Lysol for your body. So any exposed surface, your skin, eyes, lungs, any mucous membrane will be coated with these substances called antimicrobial peptides. What happens is when a germ or a bug or a virus lands on your skin or you inhale it, these peptides are actually immune cells, and they identify that it doesn't belong and they kill it. So it's kind of like Lysol for the outside of your body. So people who are high, and it's vitamin D dependent. If you don't have enough vitamin D, it does not work and you get sick. So it's a very simple concept that antimicrobial peptides are like a immune force field. They keep you from getting sick. So if you have enough, and you, if nothing gets inside your body that doesn't belong there, you will not get sick. And what's interesting is that during COVID, you may remember that the fake news jumped all over Trump because he was saying that, you know, he told people that they should inject bleach. So I actually watched that press conference, and what Trump actually said was that the Department of Defense found that sunlight kills the COVID virus within seconds. And what Trump said is it would be nice if we could develop a substance that would kill the COVID virus, just like the sun, you know, kind of like bleach. And it's not very similar to what I talked about. It wasn't that Trump said inject bleach. It was the concept of something that would kill cells, COVID virus. And actually, you know, what they found with since we're talking about Fauci and COVID is that if people were high in vitamin D, they didn't get COVID. And certainly if they got sick, they didn't have an adverse outcome. And do you remember the term comorbidity during COVID?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
If you have a so one of them was aging. Another one was having dark skin. And another one was having cardiovascular problems. All three of those comorbidities are all vitamin D dependent. So, you know, as you get old, you don't have enough vitamin D. If you have black skin, you don't have enough vitamin D. And if you have a cardiovascular disease, just like I explained before, by definition, you have a vitamin D deficiency. What they found was that people who had high levels of vitamin D either didn't get COVID, or if they did, they shook it off. My wife and I got COVID on a trip to San Diego in November of 2019, before COVID was even a thing. We were at SeaWorld. There were a bunch of Chinese there. They were sick. We got sick with a very interesting flu-like illness. You know, it knocked us out for one day. It felt like you were going to die, but the next day we were fine. And that's because we're high in vitamin D. You know,
I don't mean to keep interrupting, but we got another call coming in. We're down the last few minutes. Before we go to the next caller, tell people how they can get your book, The Sunlight Solution.
Well, they can get it on Amazon. You know, it's Amazon, most places, any bookstore can order it for you. Of course, places like Barnes & Noble, which are woke and captured, won't carry it because it hurts the pharmaceutical business. So,
well, folks, so just go to Amazon and look up The Sunlight Solution with Dr. William Supple, S-U-P-P-L-E. I think you'll be tickled you did. Let's go to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much, Dr. Supple. What you're saying is just so true. And, you know, it breaks my heart and not my spirit, but when I see millions, if not billions, of people living in little cubicles, staring at screens with this dangerous, you know, microwave radiation pouring through their body, through their palm, and never getting sunlight, and obesity, and their brains are gone. I would like to say to everybody, respect the body you came into Earth with.
Yes, amen.
And, you know, there's the book, The Body, Bill Bryan, and I made some notes on it. Vigintillion numbers of tasks the body undertakes every 24 hours. And that's beyond octillion. It's vigintillion. And also, there's 37.2 trillion cells make up our body. The skin is the largest organ, holds everything together. It's beautiful. 20 square feet of it, it's 15 pounds. There's 2.5 million hair follicles in our on our bodies and 4 to 10 million pores. Sweating keeps us brainy. Now, when I see parents slob on that sun, you know, the sunblocker, oh, my God. What they're doing right. is they're imprisoning the sweat inside
yes,
the body.
They are.
They're cementing
yes, they
the sweat pores, and it is the most dangerous thing a human could do. I
right. Little do they know. Little do they know that sunscreen is a neurotoxin.
Oh,
it goes immediately into your circulation. It goes, you know, from your skin to your brain in about 30 seconds. Oh. If you turn around, if you read the back of your sunscreen bottle, it'll say drug facts. Drugs are absorbed into the body. And I've got a chapter in the book about autism, sunscreens, and lack of vitamin D. So I think the autism epidemic is partially due to not having kids go outside, like Pastor Butch
I
was talking
about. I have to agree,
about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hate to run, Esther. We're down about the last
you.
Minute. Thank
all
you for
right,
call.
Well,
we're down about, a minute to go, Dr. Bill. What do you want to say in closing to the folks?
Well, I mean, first of all, get your kids outside. You know, use common sense. Get them, you know, 10 to 15 minutes full summer sun. Then, you know, either cover them up or, you know, use a sunscreen that that's not absorbed. You know, those are usually like the zinc oxide or titanium oxide ones. They'll be white. And, you know, don't be afraid of the sun. The sun is really the giver of life and the maintainer
Amen.
Of health.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just use your common sense. Don't listen to experts who are telling you something that violates common sense. Go out in the sun and you immediately feel better. And it's the root, not going in the sun is the root of most disease.
Well, I have to say this, when I go out in the sun, I can actually feel my body relaxing and the muscle pain disappearing. We're 5 hours almost out of time. Dr. Bill, this has been wonderful. I know I pest you a lot, but we got to do something else again in the near future because I know people are loving this. So if you don't mind, have you on again sometime another month or so.
Yeah. I mean, we just touched the tip of the iceberg. So
we did.
Let's keep going.
We did. There's so much talk about it. So much more. But don't be surprised if I give you a call here in the next few weeks and get you scheduled for sometime in September.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. God bless you. And, folks, we do love you, and I hope tonight's broadcast has been a blessing to you. Don't forget, tomorrow night will be a rerun. I'll be back with you Wednesday. And if you don't mind praying for me tomorrow, I'd like to get over this problem with the toe and the gout and all that and get back in the full swing again. We love you a bunch. Have a wonderful night in Christ. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.